It's so janky that we can't even get the room right.
Excellent.
So I believe it's going to be in the Grand Ballroom. We'll have signs tomorrow, or I'll know for sure tomorrow.
Okay, we'll sort it out one way or the other, but it is happening at 10. It is happening on Saturday, and it is going to be emceed by the two of us.
By the two of us, yes, yes.
And we've been judges in the past at the event.
We were there. Rob was a judge at the first one, and I was just sitting in the front row watching, and Effie, I feel like that night was the first time I met you at the first Hackers Got Talent. You were not in the inflatable unicorn costume, but you were with the person in the inflatable unicorn costume. Am I remembering correctly?
I forgot about that. That's very possible. You might be right about that.
Yes, inflatable unicorns were just one of the many interesting things. It is, you know, our good friend Jason Scott has emceed the event in the past, and he can't make it this time. We're taking the reins, and it's going to be fun. You don't have to be super good at the talent that you're displaying at Hackers Got Talent. You just have to be willing to get up in front of the crowd and have some fun with it. And, you know, it doesn't have to be production worthy. It doesn't have to be amazing. It just has just come up and have some fun.
It doesn't have to be good. It just has to have heart. It doesn't have to be hacking related, though it could be.
Yeah.
And again, I will reissue the challenge I issued on this program a couple weeks ago, which is the talent I really want to see is I want to see someone stand on the stage and have three-digit numbers yelled at them and just rapid-fire identify area codes.
That would be so much fun,
right? This is the talent I am looking for.
This is useful talent in today's day and age.
To live in this place.
Yes, absolutely. And
you know who would be good at that? Of course.
Yes.
Two people come to mind.
Yes.
Right. I mean, obviously Emmanuel, his knowledge of area codes, but they're the older area codes, right? I don't know if he's once they've split in Kentucky or something like that, right? He knows the ones that have either the zero or the one in the middle. Mm-hmm. And those are the areas that they're around. And I think those are the ones that I know best as well. But I think Rebel, if you're listening, you're calling. You're up. Yep, finally. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Finally.
Yep. Speaking of Rebel, I want to point out that we're not taking phone calls. We're not doing off the hook overtime tonight after this. We're all just too busy, putting stuff together for Hope, which we start wrangling properly tomorrow. We're all getting to bed early as possible tonight.
Yeah.
But I
got to say another one, though, for Hackers Got Talent, because Jason Scott's not going to be there. Mm-hmm. Whoever comes in as a Jason Scott cosplay should win.
I mean, there's always surprises. There's always something going on. And I may or may not have something in the works that even Rob and Gila right now don't know about.
Secrets. Secrets.
Very big secrets.
And
of course, there are always, as always, there will be some kind of fun prize that we'll be giving out.
Yeah.
We haven't really decided on that yet. Yeah. So.
Well, some prizes that will be given out are here in this room with me right now, and I'm not going to tell you what they are.
I am not the prize.
You're not.
I'd just like to clarify that. I'm in the room with you right now. I am not the prize.
You're a prize. You're not the prize. But
I'm not a prize either.
it's something relevant to our community and its interests, and this will be fun. So Hackers Got Talent, if you're coming to Hope, come either watch Hackers Got Talent, show off your own. There'll be sign-up sheets, or you could just show up at the event. We'll have fun.
Yeah, and if you're interested, you can sign up at the info desk throughout the conference up until the show starts. And then if you are bitten by the spirit of bravery during the show, just stand up.
Yes, absolutely. We love a spirit of bravery. This is going to be a fun event. So I want to ask the folks out there, what particular things are you interested in seeing at this conference? You got anything you're already looking at on the schedule and thinking you want to check out?
Well, there are a couple of things that I am really looking forward to. I mean, like, all the talks sound like they are going to be fire this year, and I really wish I could see a lot more of the talks, but there is a panel on Saturday that I am very, very, very looking forward to, and I absolutely have got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know who that is.
Do tell.
That is Rinoli, Phantom Freak Santiago, the King of Linux himself. He's going to be there discussing the 31st anniversary of Hackers. He's going to be with Emmanuel. I got to go and say hi to the guy because Hackerstown has made a little gift bag for him, and I got to give it to him.
And for those unfamiliar, which is not at least half of this panel because a bunch of us are on Hackerstown, but how would you describe Hackerstown for the uninitiated?
So Hackerstown is a Mastodon instance of hackers, oddballs, artists, weirdos, hacktivists, people who want to make the world better. We are the rust upon the gears. We are the K-Rad. We are hacking the planet. You know all the deal. This was our 10th anniversary, and we celebrated at a DEF CON.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another thing in the works that we'd like to do for our 10th anniversary, and that is a full Hackerstown-only issue of 2600 Magazine with all the articles written by members of Hackerstown, minus the regulars, of course. You know, you still have to have the telecom operator and the mailbag, of course, but everything else will be Hackerstown.
This would be awesome if they can get wrangled into place. And
well, I have already spoken to Emmanuel about it. He already gave the go-ahead. We just got to get the articles out. But, you know, summer camp chaos just kind of made us say, okay, summer camp first, articles later.
It's something to shoot for. But, yeah, Hackerstown, it's a Mastodon instance, and this program has our official Mastodon account on Hackerstown. So if you use Mastodon or anything else on the Fediverse, you can find it at offthehook@hackers.town. And yeah, it's a fun place to be, and a merry band of pranksters on there. There's a lot of other interesting stuff. There is a fellow called John Huntington who works in show technology, and I think he might have been a guest on this program some time ago. But he works in the specifics of a computer network for things like animatronic shows, AV productions, concerts, things like that, and the particular needs of them.
Animatronic shows like the Rockafire Explosion?
Maybe not exactly like the Rockafire Explosion, but think like your haunted houses, things of that sort.
The Hall of Presidents?
The Hall of Presidents, where, you know, Lincoln says, "Welcome to the Hall of Presidents." And, you know, there's technology behind that. One of the weird little niches of stuff that you don't always get talked about, including there is a not that this is niche, but I just scrolled down the list and this caught my eye. "Stop Thinking of the Children, Start Listening to Them" by Evan Greer, who has spoken at Hope many times, and you know, interesting stuff there. "Take This Job and Pwn It" by Lex Pendragon or Pendragon.
Those were excellent talks, by the way.
Yes. You know, just a quick scroll down this. And if you can't make it to the conference, eventually this stuff will be put online in some form. It always takes some time, but, you know, we have Channel 2600 on YouTube. You can see all the past conferences, the talks, and the presentations that happen there. But so much of what happens at the conference is the conference itself. Just the people you run into, the people you talk to, the people you meet, workshops. Do I remember correctly that someone on this panel is taking the ham test?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Jeez. You know, I'm going to disappoint a lot of people here and say now. I'm glad you brought it up too, Rob, so I have an opportunity to kind of clear the air here. I'm not going to be able to take the ham test and pass it by Saturday. I just have not had the time to study. I underestimated the amount of material that it would take and the basic math skills that I've lost by practicing law over the last 20-something years. So I'm sorry. I won't be able to take it. It would be an embarrassment to myself and to the ham community if I were to take it and fail it abysmally. But I do promise to take it shortly thereafter. It has just been an extraordinarily busy time with the family and professionally. Lots of things going on for me over the last month, and I underestimated my abilities and my time commitments. So I apologize to that community for disappointing you, and I very much appreciate everybody reaching out and welcoming me with the, you know, offers of use of their repeaters and whatnot. And I will be taking you up on it as soon as I pass. Just give me a little bit more time.
But Alex is going to be moderating a really incredible talk with Cindy Cohn, who was the former executive director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and she's an incredible civil rights attorney, and I think that that's going to be an absolutely interesting discussion, and it's all about digital surveillance. So if you want something that really goes, hand in hand with like a lot of the other talks that are happening at the conference, like a guide to modern surveillance with cell towers. I mean, absolutely fascinating, and absolutely fascinating how many crimes can be solved through the use of cell towers and pinging and cell phones. And I mean, I think that that's going to be an absolutely. I think all these kind of talks, you know, it's an amazing thread. I think that there's a lot of exciting things for absolutely everybody. Coming from a prosecutorial background, an investigative background that I currently work in, I think that a lot of these are just really incredible. And not to mention, investigating the Epstein files is going to be a highlight, I think, of this with Raphael Satter. Right. I think that going to be an absolutely incredible.
Not to interrupt you there, Effie, but I think the moderator of that one is supposedly brilliant too.
I was about to say absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant,
yeah,
modest.
Moderating that one.
Yes.
And not getting his Ham license this weekend, so he's got a lot of free time.
That's true. Well, yeah. I've always said that modesty was my best quality.
So say we all, Alex.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, how many talks are you moderating?
Oh my God! I think I'm doing three. I don't know how. And this year, I said to myself, I'm not going to submit anything. I just kind of want to be an attendee and take it easy. And this is what happens. My wife winds up doing a talk, and I wind up moderating three talks. But you're right, though, Effie. I think the Epstein Files one is going to be amazing, and also because we have this special guest, Kyrie, who is literally the hacker that leaked the Epstein Files to Distributed Denial of Secrets, who's going to be joining us remotely for that. There's a reason why Kyrie can't obviously be there in person. So that individual will be joining us on stage and talking about things like why they chose Distributed Denial of Secrets to distribute the Epstein files to, and all kinds of things like operational security, the risks that you're taking. That's going to be fascinating. Also doing a Blue Leaks panel with Emma Best from Distributed Denial of Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back to the Epstein Files one, I mean, you mentioned Raphael Satter, Effie. He is going to tell some incredible stories of the reporting that he had that relate to the FBI and the breach of the Epstein Files way before they were actually released to the public. Somebody else had access to them because of an FBI foul-up, and it's a totally crazy story that he reported. So, it would be exciting. It's going to be a lot of good stuff. Action-packed weekend ahead.
Yeah. And there's a possibility Alex will have a four-legged friend with him.
Excellent.
That's right. Yep.
That's good. Yeah, that's something I look forward to at Hope is playing with your dog. this promises to be interesting, and it is an event that is what it is because of the people involved. And that includes the folks here on this panel. It includes so many more out there. The speakers, the workshop presenters, the attendees, the people who contribute their time and expertise and smarts to just making all this happen. And it is really amazing to me. I've been going to Hope since my first one was 2000, and I've gone to all but one since, once I had COVID. It is something that I've been able to watch grow as I attended it, as I got involved with it, and it's been an amazing experience. And it wouldn't happen like this anywhere else. It is just such an amazing crowd to be part of and be hanging around with.
I feel like, yeah, like, I am very stoked for this Hope. I mean, like, we have a new venue. We are away from St. John's, because I kind of felt like St. John's was a good venue, but I kind of felt like the oppression a little bit because of, like, the religious overview. And then, of course, somebody got their knickers in a twist over there, and we had to leave. But I'm glad that we got this new venue. And I'm also really happy to see Hope grow as well. I mean, like, this is my eighth Hope. I have been going since 2008. I only missed, 2014 and 2020, but I've missed up. But I got 8, 12, 8, 10. Yeah, I missed 12 and 14. 16, 18, 22, 24, 25, 26. And I'm just going to continue to go to Hope because it's like it's still been one of the best conferences I've ever been to. Like, the people, the locals, just like, now that we're back in New York, it's going to be great. And I also feel that this year, it's kind of like how DEF CON has said that their theme was agency. And I feel like Hope is also doing that agency. We're concerned about what's going on. We're concerned about the state of the world right now. We're concerned about all of the surveillance and all of the fascism and everything else going on. And we're just looking to find a way of changing the world for the better.
Absolutely. And we're going to have to leave it there. Keep up with what's going on with Hope at hope.net. Send us email, oth@2600.com. We love an email. We still read our email. We're very happy to get your email. Yeah, keep supporting WBAI 99.5 FM. Go to give2wbai.com.org or buddy.wbai.org to throw what you can in to support this radio station and this network and community radio that does not answer to commercial interests. Whether or not you're joining us this weekend at Hope, we wish you a very good week. For Off the Hook, this has been Rob T. Firefly. Have a very good night.
Goedenavond en welkom bij Sterreplaten. We gaan vandaag beginnen met Butter Swamp, rammelende postpunk uit Colombia. Maar je zou het er echt helemaal niet aan horen. Ik hoor er echt niks typisch Colombiaans aan. Zelf noemen ze het Devocore. Je weet wel, de Amerikaanse groep Devo. Het album heet Arrhythmia Football Club. Vandaarop is het Trimisk van Butter Swamp. Goedenavond.
We'll be right back.
Trimisk Butter Swamp van op Arrhythmia Football Club. Six Organs of Mrs. Die hebben een nieuwe release. Vier nummers staan erop. Drie origineel nummers en eentje, een cover van Faust. En we gaan die laatste draaien, het nummer Jennifer van Faust. Het is trouwens niet Six Organs of Admittance alleen. Het is deze keer ook featuring de Six Organs Olive Choir. Wie zit er allemaal in? Elisa Ambrosio, Lia Toth, Mac Baird, Naomi Yang en Damon Krukowski. Het is een lang nummer, 14 minuten, of toch de versie van Six Organs. We gaan er een uitgebreid fragment uit spelen, een dikke 8 minuten. Hier is Jennifer. Thank you. Ja, dat was er eentje uit Six Organs of Admittance, featuring de Six Organs Olive Choir. Je hoorde ja, eigenlijk de versie van Six Organs van het nummer van Faust, Jennifer. We gaan verder met de Vlaamse primitieven, Jan Boudaar, Freek Vrijs. Nieuwe album Brandstichters en Oplichters sinds deze week uit op Dropout Disc. Akoestische gitaar tussen Americana en Oosters minimalisme. Het zijn twee lange tracks en wij spelen een fragment uit het tweede deel van op Brandstichters en Oplichters. Hier zijn de Vlaamse primitieven.
Thank you.
De Vlaamse primitieven waren dat vanop brandstichters en oplichters. Het is eigenlijk een beetje onduidelijk wat de toekomst voor de Vlaamse primitieven nog gaat opleveren. Want ja, voorlopig treden ze niet meer op. Dit zou best wel eens hun allerlaatste album kunnen zijn. Dus uit op Dropadisc sinds deze week. Trouwens, Sound in Motion die organiseren een concert in Wilrijk deze zondag. Het is een namiddagconcert, vandaar dat het Sunday Afternoon heet. En het begint daar om 2:30. Er zijn 3 concerten. Met onder andere Johan Bertling, die je kent van samenwerking met Orhan Bakci, bijvoorbeeld. Oké, verder naar een andere Belgische release. Eigenlijk iets wat uitgaat van de gemeente Hildenberg. Die hebben namelijk Roxane Metayer uitgenodigd om een werk te maken over de Dode Bende, natuurgebied rond Hildenberg en Kontrijen. En dat dus eigenlijk allemaal op muziek te zetten. Natuurlijk hoort viool. Ze werkt ook samen met Katja Sheriskova. Die zingt ook. Sarah Elen doet ook mee. En op de achtergrond hoort je dus ook vogelgezang, insecten, stromend water. Er hangt trouwens een heel luik aan vast. Niet alleen de muziek zelf, maar je hebt ook wandelingen, workshops. Ik denk zelfs iets met bijenhoning, als ik me niet vergis. En dus ook, dat is misschien het belangrijkste voor het muziekpubliek, een concert op 20 juni. Roxane Metayer en Katja Sherikovska die gaan dan optreden. Het album zelf wordt uitgebracht op Edisoes CN. Hier is Roxane Metayer, Katja Sherikovska, Sarah Elen met Floral Zigzag. Roxanne Metaillé, Floral Zigzag, van op het album Periodiek des Chemins, Boueux, Herbe, Étincelle, van op Edisoes CN. Dus gelinkt eigenlijk aan een hele reeks met wandelingen, workshops, concerten ook, van Roxanne Metaillé en Katja Scherskova, allemaal opgezet door de gemeente Huldenberg. En het is trouwens uit de koker van Wim Maris. Je kent hem misschien ook wel van Serre Klanken. Wel, hij is dus ook de drijvende kracht achter dit initiatief. Als ik dan toch eventjes een beetje mag zeuren, die Bandcamp-pagina van Roxanne Metaillé voor specifiek dit album is een van de slechtste pagina's die ik al ooit heb gezien. Het is groene letters op een turquoise achtergrond, dus eigenlijk bijna onleesbaar. Maar gelukkig is de muziek nog wel goed. Julie Deak dan, die leren we kennen via de Mind the Gap van de Gonzo, Pools-Hongaarse dwarsfluitspeelster. Haar album heet Brisk, uit op Thanatosis. We gaan eruit contacten draaien. Een beetje sprookjesachtige Colin Stetson. Hier is Julie Deak. contact, Julie Deak van op Brisk, van op het label.